أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين اتخذوا مسجدا ضرارا وكفرا وتفريقا بين المؤمنين وإرصادا لمن حارب الله ورسوله من قبل ولا يحلفن إن أردنا إلا الحسنى والله يشهد إنهم لكاذبون لا تقم فيه أبدا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 107 and a small portion of 108 of Surah At-Tawbah. Before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Medina Tayyibah, it was the time of Jahiliyyah, paganism. A person by the name of Abu Amir, he was from the Khazraj tribe of Medina. He accepted Christianity and he was very learned insofar as the Bible was concerned. He was actually known as Abu Amir al-Rahib. Rahib means a monk, a person that renunciated, left this world. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah to Medina Tayyibah. Abu Amir al-Rahib came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him about the message of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very brief, concise response that we on the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the millat that is al-Hanafiyya, pure monotheism, believing totally in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He had already realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's coming to Madinah Munawwara is not going to be good for him because the people were turning away from him towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the conversation with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides his disbelief, his refusal to accept Iman and Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made one dua, or it could be a curse, a bad dua. He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between you and I, whoever is false, then that person will die in a very far away land. He will die a death of absolute poverty, very far away from his family, and a death of loneliness. To this, in one narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. This Abu Amir, just for information purposes, was the father of the great Sahabi, Sayyidina Hanzila radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was Ghasilul Malaika, whom the Malaika had made his ghusl after he had passed on in the battle. Nonetheless, Abu Amir could not tolerate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rise of Islam. So he left from Medina Munawwara and he went to Makkah. It has been noted that he had participated right from the time of Uhud. In some narrations, he was one of those that orchestrated the battle of Uhud together with the Quraysh of Makkah. And also it has been noted that he knew the lines where the Muslims will be standing, and hence he had some trenches also dug, some holes in anticipation, which came out to be true. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fallen in one of those and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wounded, he was injured. Nonetheless, Abu Amir participated in the battles from the battle of Uhud right up to Hunain. Hunain had taken place in the 8th year of the Hijrah. So right from plus minus the 3rd year of the Hijrah till the 8th year of the Hijrah, he participated on behalf of the Quraysh of Makkah against Islam. When the Battle of Hunain had taken place, he had seen the great victories that were achieved by the Muslims. He now lost hope that Islam will be demolished and Islam will be destroyed. So hence he went away to that so-called faraway land. He went to the Levant, to ancient Syria, because it was predominantly a Christian area, and there he remained. But from there he began to convey messages, write letters to the Munafiqeen of Medina Tayyibah. that I have negotiated with the Emperor of Rome and a huge army is going to march on to Medina Munawwara. But what I require from you people is a base in Medina Munawwara with a group of people that will give us the support, also arms will be kept in that base. You people can use it for all your consultations and whatever discussions you need to have. This building needs to be built. So hence he managed to convince them. They had this building built very close in Quba, very close to the Masjid of Quba. This all happened at the time when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preparing to go to Tabuk, and hence this incident also is being narrated with the incidents of Tabuk. Now these people came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the munafiqeen of Medina, and they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the one hand, the Masjid in Quba is small, it is not accommodating all the people, it's difficult for the older ones and the infirm to come to the Masjid, and hence we've built this Masjid very close to Masjid in Quba so that it will accommodate the infirm, the old and those people, and hence our desire and request to you is that you come and perform one salat there. In other words, grace the Masjid, bless the Masjid. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them an undertaking, but now it was the time of the preparation of Tabuk, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left for Tabuk. On the return, in Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mind, in one narration he said, when I return, I will come to your Masjid. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informed by way of this ayah 107 onwards about the reality, about what this is all about. It is not a Masjid, but rather it is something that is going to create difficulties for Muslims, and hence the hukam of Allah and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter acted on the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was the hukam of Allah? That this Masjid, so-called Masjid, this building, this structure must be brought to the ground, and hence you should not be standing there at all. You do not bless or grace this Masjid. And this Masjid, in the terminology of the Quran Sharif, the Muhaddithin, the Mufassirin, they refer to this as Masjid al-Dirar. It is also noted, after it was demolished, no bird or no hen or no animal could even tolerate being over there and will be able to live with peace and sanctity. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا, and those who had built the Masjid ضِرَارًا, to create difficulty, adversity, وَكُفْرًا, and it was built with the intention of kufr and disbelief, وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and it was built to create dissension amongst the believers, وَإِرْصَادًا, and a means of preparation, لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ, for those people who had opposed and fought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from before. وَلَيَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى. Now, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning from Tabuk. This ayat is being revealed, and one of the things that Allah Ta'ala says, that they will certainly swear oaths that in aradana illa al-husna, we did not desire but good. In other words, all of this is going to be told to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu yashhadu innahum lakadhibun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears testimony that certainly they are the liars. La taqum fihi abada, and the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, do not ever stand in this Masjid. In other words, do not ever perform a salah in this Masjid. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this way forewarned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.